Yeah, welcome back to the programme. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us tonight, you can do so in the usual ways. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at KFM Radio as we turn our attentions to our first feature interview of the evening, and that is with Áine Dean, a singer-songwriter based in London with very strong connections to Ireland, though, and she'll tell us more about that in a few moments, but particularly to the likes of Castle Blaney, to Mayo, to Cavan, etc. Unfortunately, none to Kildare that we know of. Áine, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So listen, before we talk about your music career then, just put all that into context for me, your connections to Ireland and kind of where your family come from.
Yeah, so my mum is from Ireland and she moved over to England when she was an adult. And my dad was born in England. So my dad's parents are from Cavan and Mayo. And my mum was from Castle Blaney. So I spent a lot of time in Castle Blaney. We used to sort of go every school holiday or bank holiday because my mum had her sisters all living there and my granny used to live there. So we used to spend a lot of time there and most of our family holidays.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous part of the country, I have to say. My dad's side of the family all come from Clonus in County Monaghan. So I would have been up around Castle Blaney and Clonus and stuff quite a lot when I was younger as well. So it's really, really nice. Just wanted to get that because obviously, you know, from the accent, and people might say, you know, what are the connections to Ireland? But you're over in London. How's it going for you there in terms of music? Because there's such a thriving music scene there.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. I just moved to London about a year ago. I moved as soon as I graduated uni and moved here to do music full time. And it's amazing. It's not just great for making music and releasing music, but you're just meeting other musicians all the time, whether it be other musicians who are just starting and up and comers or people who are well known in the industry and all the rest of it. You're constantly surrounded by like-minded people, which is really nice.
So you're doing it about a year full-time music. What has that been like? Did you study it in college or did you come to London then and kind of change tack and say, I'm going to focus on music full-time now?
No, I didn't study it in college. I actually did English literature and drama as my degree. So quite different. Mm. And through the pandemic, I was posting videos of like original songs and covers and things like that to sort of pass the time whilst I was at uni. And I sort of found my connections to music from there. And then when I finished uni, moved to London properly to pursue it.
That's one thing that a lot of people have kind of found beneficial about the pandemic was it kind of gave you that bit of a push to start bringing out music and posting covers on social media because nobody was going to concerts or whatever. So the likes of Instagram and TikTok is where you kind of found your niche.
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. I think I went from, so the pandemic happened halfway through my second year of university, and I went from being busy every single night and every single day of the week to sort of only being able to do my lectures online and then not really having anything else to do. So it was a really nice way to be creative and pass time and actually sort of be productive with my time instead of just doing too much Netflix binging or anything.
Mm, yeah, so at the moment you have four singles out, Hopeless, Did You Ever, Hand Me Downs, and the new song which is out in the last week called Side Effects, which is just brilliant. And we're going to play Hand Me Downs and Side Effects after this interview. But the first song that you brought out, Hopeless, that only came out last September, so not even a year ago. How's it been since you released music?
It's been really awesome. I think the minute you start releasing music, it becomes a lot more real and it's very nerve-wracking because the songs I write are really personal and I write a lot about things that I've experienced. So I guess releasing that to the world is a little bit scary, but it just feels so cool to have it out there and that you can actually say you're a musician and have something to show for it, which I think is awesome. And yet it's not even been a year since that came out, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, and gradually then support has been growing on the likes of social media. I'm not sure if you've got to play any live shows yet in terms of headlines. You've had a couple of support slots as well and you've more coming up later in the year. But now it's kind of time for you to get out and experience what it's like playing live.
Yeah, so I'm playing a couple of festivals this year and I've got a few more support slots coming up. But hopefully before the end of the year, I'll be doing some of my own headline gigs, which will be so exciting. I've already started to plan them. And yeah, I love doing support slots and I'm so grateful for all the ones I've had so far and I hope to keep doing them. But it'll be really, really fun to have a crowd that have come for me.
Yeah, I saw one of the support slots that you had was with James Bay. You're also going to be supporting Lewis Capaldi later in the year. So it's great to have those big names bringing you on tour with them and getting to play to big crowds as well in some great venues. The two new songs then, let's talk about those. So Hand Me Downs came out in January of this year, and then Side Effects came out only last week. Two of your best songs, I think. Tell me a little bit about them.
So Hand Me Downs was actually the first song I ever wrote with somebody else. It was before I had even finished university or started sort of pursuing music. I wrote it on FaceTime with an amazing writer and artist called Ollie Fox, who I'd never met before, actually. And we hopped on a FaceTime, we connected through social media and wrote that in a very short amount of time, actually. We sort of really bonded over that. So I was really excited when it came to the point when I could release it. I think it's one of my favorites as well. So that was Hand Me Downs, and then Side Effects came out 4 or 5 days ago, which is really scary because I think Side Effects is probably one of my most personal songs. But that also came about through a friend that I connected with through music, a girl called Kate Canning. And we wrote it on the phone actually as well. I have a habit of writing it on the phone to my friends. It's really exciting seeing it go from They pretty much all start on voice notes. So it's really exciting seeing it go from that to a fully produced song, and how the emotion can be brought out through the musicality of it as well, and not just the lyrics. And yeah, I find it really amusing when you go back and listen to the voice note and see how much has changed. But yeah.
We're going to hear that song and also Hand Me Downs very, very shortly. But just before we finish up, in terms of what's to come from you then over the next couple of months, you're going to be playing some of the festivals over there in the UK. Anya, I'm not sure if you're going to come back to Ireland as well. Hopefully you do. But some other stuff maybe in the pipeline?
Yes, there's a pretty big project coming up, which will be announced in the next couple of weeks or so, which hopefully everyone will love. And then hopefully, yeah, just play more shows. I really want to get over to Ireland at some point. My mum is begging me to. So yeah, fingers crossed before too long, I'll be over there. All the updates go on Instagram first, which is just my name, Anya Dean. And they also pop them on Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and stuff like that. And then all the music goes to all the social media, all the streaming platforms, So like Spotify, Apple Music, all of them.
Great,
so it's pretty
stuff.
Easy. Just search the name.
Great stuff. Well, listen, we're going to play those two songs then, Hand Me Downs and Side Effects from Anya Dean, based over in London, but with family connections from Castleblaney and Monaghan, also Cavan and Mayo as well, doing great, great stuff over in London. Anya, great talking to you. Continued success, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely rest of your day.